From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the Syrian conflict is not a proxy war between the United States and Russia. At a White House news conference Friday, Mr. Obama said the war is not, in his words, some superpower chessboard contest. At the same time, the president was critical of Russia's military engagement in Syria. He noted that Russian President Vladimir Putin does not distinguish between Islamic State militants and more moderate Sunni opposition.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that I reject.
Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said that its warplanes flew 14 missions on Friday, hitting six Islamic State targets. Federal investigators have recovered a total of 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in rural southern Oregon Thursday. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said all the guns were purchased legally and were traced to the same firearms dealer. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said Friday that her state will recover from the tragedy.
One person's deranged act may have indeed broken all of our hearts, but he cannot prevent our hearts from growing back bigger and stronger and more committed to the Oregon that we all love so very much.
Police are attempting to determine why 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire, killing nine people and wounding nine others before dying in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News. Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. Military sources say the assailants drove up alongside the Israeli vehicle and riddled it with bullets. The couple's four children, ranging in ages from 4 months to 9 years old, escaped unharmed. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, on a place known to Jews as the Temple Mount. The mosque and the Golden Dome of the Rock are revered by Muslims as the place where they believe the Prophet Muhammad ascended into heaven. For Jews, it is the location of the two biblical temples and the holiest place in creation. Authorities in Afghanistan say that at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of the northern city of Kunduz. Continued clashes were reported overnight and into Friday morning in and around the beleaguered city. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced late Thursday that Afghan forces, after heavy fighting, had recaptured most of Kunduz 3 days after the provincial capital fell to the Taliban. However, authorities and residents in Kunduz say that some Taliban fighters are still holed up in civilian homes, fighting Afghan forces who are conducting house-to-house clearing operations. Hurricane Joaquin pounded the islands of the central Bahamas with torrential rain and powerful wind and waves on Friday. But forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center say it is not likely to hit America's east coast. An extremely dangerous Category 4 storm on a scale of 1 to 5, Joaquin is causing flooding in lightly populated parts of the Bahamas. Also, the U.S. Coast Guard is still trying to find a U.S.-registered container ship with 33 crew on board that went missing during the storm. Captain Mark Fedor is with the Coast Guard.
The concern was they became disabled right in the vicinity of the eye of Joaquin. So they were in a very dangerous situation. They were disabled. We knew they were listing. So all day yesterday, we tried to establish communications with them. We have not been able to do that.
The latest information from the National Hurricane Center has Joaquin headed northeast and passing between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda by Monday afternoon. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy moved inland from the Atlantic and devastated New York and New Jersey, killing more than 120 people and causing more than $70 billion worth of damages. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.